federal lawsuit filed against Texas A&M for allegedly discriminating against white, Asian men. By Brecken Ftis on September 13, 2022. A federal lawsuit has been filed against Texas A&M University over diversity policies for employment that allegedly discriminate against white and Asian men. Texas A&M University has also established faculty hiring lines that are reserved exclusively for members of underrepresented, read, non-Asian, racial minorities, the lawsuit states. The class action lawsuit was filed in federal court Saturday by Richard Lowry, who argues that the university's affirmative action policies have blocked him from being hired as a result of him being white. Lowry is an associate professor of finance at University of Texas at Austin. History is being made today. America First legal president Stephen Miller, whose organization is representing Lowry, said in a statement. America First Legal has filed a landmark class action lawsuit against Texas A&M University for its illegal and unconstitutional racial discrimination regime. Texas A&M is hiring and excluding professors solely due to the physical appearance of their skin or the ancestry of their family tree. Lowry's lawyers said that these discriminatory, illegal, and anti-meritocratic practices have been egged on by woke ideologues who populate the so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion offices at public and private universities throughout the United States. The lawsuit also argues that the school's policies favor non-Asian and female applicants in salary, hiring, and promotions. These practices have led universities to hire and promote inferior faculty candidates over individuals with better scholarship, better credentials, and better teaching ability across the country, the lawsuit states. Referencing Title V and Title IX and their race and sex discrimination clauses. The lawsuit continues to say, university administrators think they can flout these federal statutes with impunity because no one ever sues them over their discriminatory faculty hiring practices and the Department of Education looks the other way. Lowry, however, has not actually applied for a position at Texas A&M, but argues that his standing is requisite upon the fact that he stands able and ready to apply for a faculty appointment, quoting case law, but that racial preferences and set-asides established by Texas A&M prevent Professor Lowry from competing with other applicants for these faculty positions on an equal basis. Lowry sues on behalf of a class of all white and Asian men who stand able and ready to apply for faculty appointments at Texas A&M. To this fact, University Vice Chancellor of Marketing and Communications Leyland Coppelin said the situation was unusual but that the school's lawyers would review the complaint. This is vile and outrageous, Miller said. We must extract the poison of bigotry coursing deep through the leadership of Texas A&M and restore civil rights and equality for all. Our lawsuit will send tremors through our corrupt institutions of higher learning, making clear that racial discrimination will be met with righteous legal action in our courts of law. Brecken Ftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Ftis.